Thank you for joining us on Easy's Community Focus, taking a look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the organizations and people that are making a difference. I'm Ellen Jaffe. My guest today is a retired U.S. Army colonel and the senior director of Mission United, which is part of United Way of Broward County. Mission United offers this huge range of services for veterans, from legal assistance, financial services, and housing support to career, education, and employment services. To tell us more, it's my honor to welcome Colonel Leland Liebe. Liebe?
Liebe.
Liebe, okay. Yes. And do I call you Colonel or Leland?
Leland is great.
Because I really feel like I need to salute you. I have to say, first of all, you don't look like my impression of what someone from the military, you know, you don't have that sort of rough, tough, you know, kind of I need to obey whatever you say look about you. What was your career in the Army like? What are the responsibilities of a colonel?
Well, my colonel career was actually fairly short because it's really at the culmination of 25 years. And, you know, a lot of people think you spent your entire career as a colonel. And, you know, I was commissioned from the University of West Florida in Pensacola, Florida, and then spent the next 25 years making my way through a variety of assignments. And I had the great honor of serving our country in Iraq and Afghanistan. In my final assignment, I was the director of intelligence for Special Operations Command South, which is right down the road here in Homestead, and decided to stay here in the area.
Well, you know, Homestead, it's like the Air Force Base. I didn't even know it's still up and running. So because there was so much talk about, you know, cutting jobs and closing it down. So it is still there.
It is, in fact, still there. It is a Air Force Reserve Center, but there is an active duty footprint. There is a one-star command. That one-star command provides the Southcom commander, which is based out of Doral, Florida, with his Special Operations Command and Control element. And that is facilitated through a joint command, members of all services, that operate out of Homestead to command and control the operations, the Special Operations Forces throughout the South America, the Caribbean, and Central America.
I bet you know a lot of secrets. I won't ask you. So when did you become part of United Way's Mission United, and what was it that drew you to the mission?
Well, I think for me, I had transitioned in 2014. And what was interesting is during the process of transitioning, I had all of this military training on what to do once I deployed, training associated with how to lead soldiers in a variety of circumstances. But I received about a week of training in terms of what to do after the military, and really navigated my way through the local employment network and landed with a corporate company and was working successfully in that company. I found out through my work there about Mission United, and Mission United was specifically designed to address some of the challenges that transitioning veterans have. And when I transitioned, Mission United was still a bit in its infancy at the time, and I didn't know about it. And so someone had reached out to me and said, why don't you come to a meeting and learn a little bit more about what we do in the United Way? And I was fortunate enough to meet some folks that worked and volunteered there, became very fascinated by what their mission was. I ended up volunteering at Mission United. Okay. And the purpose-based aspect of my military career was something that was very attractive in terms of what the United Way provided.
Yeah.
And so the opening for the senior director, the leader of Mission United, opened up, and I jumped at the chance and was fortunate enough to be selected.
I just, as you're talking, there are so many questions that pop into my mind. And one of the analogies, as you're describing that you only get a week of training, is thinking about the NFL and how you've got these guys who get brought in, you know, direct out of college or younger sometimes, making huge salaries, which is very different from the military.
Sure.
I understand that. But again, they have now started giving them training on financial issues so that they can have a life after the NFL. But it seems like something that would be really important to start within the military.
Absolutely. You know, one of the fortunes of being a senior officer is life experiences and education made my transition much easier. But for many of our young soldiers, many of the challenges that they would typically encounter, the Army helps them along. And so when they're faced with the situation of finding a new job, certainly throughout their Army career, that job was already found for them.
Right.
They were assigned to a new location. So they may not have an understanding of some of the nuances associated with the employment environment that they're trying to get a job in. Mission United has the capability to step forward and fill that gap for our veterans that are transitioning within Broward County in South Florida. I noticed when I transitioned that that map of the human services network of all of the resources available to a veteran are extensive, but you're not entirely sure how to navigate it.
Right.
And so what Mission United does is we don't compete with all of the veteran service organizations. We partner with them so that we can direct a veteran that's transitioning for a particular service. Maybe it's for assistance in filing a VA claim. Maybe it's doing house hunting. Or maybe it's a little bit more extreme where they're not necessarily in a position financially to be able to take care of their basic needs and they just need a little help. And so we'll do a case management intake system where we'll evaluate the veteran. And in some cases, the veteran may come to us needing employment assistance. Mm-hmm. But in fact, during our case management process, we may discover that he may have some health issues that may be addressed or may need to be addressed. And we want to help him navigate those services available to him before we put him in front of a potential employer so that when he does present himself to that employer, he's on the best footing possible.
Yeah, and as you're saying, you know, they've had their jobs pretty much assigned to them. I'm thinking their housing is provided while they're serving.
Sure.
You know, their meals are provided.
Sure.
Everything is taken care of, and then you're thrust back into society, and nothing is provided, and no one's directing you, but that's where you come in. How do the veterans find Mission United? How do they know you're there?
Well, their phone number is 954-4-UNITED, and if they want to research about us before making that call, they can check us out on our website. That's at missionunited.org. You can find out about the variety of services that we offer, and certainly utilizing that phone number if you have an issue in the areas of employment services, legal assistance, education, housing support, health, or financial services. We can link you up with a service provider uniquely tailored for your particular need.
When you mentioned the housing services, is it just me or is there a perception that the majority of veterans or the face of the veteran that we have in mind now is someone who is homeless and on a corner seeking assistance?
Yeah.
Or has PTSD or both?
It's absolutely the opposite of that. You know, the majority of our veterans are upstanding citizens that have so much to offer to the community. And in some cases, they just need some assistance from those in the community to welcome them.
Right.
Into that community. We take so much for granted, particularly those of us who grow up in one particular location. That network that is there with friends and family and the variety of services that we know exist within that area, that's daunting to a veteran. That doesn't necessarily represent PTSD. It doesn't represent a broken veteran on a corner. It represents a veteran who just needs assistance in terms of pointing them in the right direction.
Right.
So all of that leadership experience, that combat experience, these are highly qualified, highly disciplined
yeah.
individuals that are prepared to contribute to their community. They are fired up and ready to go. And we just want to position them in a way that they can be great stewards of their service and great contributors to the community.
Sebastian Younger, the guy who wrote The Perfect Storm, has a new book out, mm-hmm. and it's called Tribe on Homecoming and Belonging. And he posits the theory that the reason it's difficult for veterans to transition is not that they, like you said, have PTSD, but that our culture is so different from the culture in the military, and we don't have that family network for them to fall back on. You know, whereas your troops, you're all buddies, you're brothers, and you know that someone's got your back every single minute of every single day.
Absolutely. I think if you look at the experience, particularly of our combat veterans, and really all veterans for that matter, the bonds that are formed in a deployed and particularly in a high-stress situation such as combat, where your reliance on those around you, if you think about it, the military is the ultimate team game.
Yeah.
And those teammates become your brothers, your sisters, your family for extended periods of time. You'll spend 16, 18, 20 hours a day, in some cases nonstop, with those members of your squad, of your platoon. And those bonds, when you leave them, you recognize how much you depended on that support structure that was provided. And I think what Sebastian Younger posits in his book is the fact that when you do reintegrate into the community, that strong bond, that steel bond that's forged in combat, is no longer readily available. And yeah. many of our veterans miss that. And when they don't necessarily identify with the community, it's sometimes for the perception that they feel maybe the community doesn't understand that intensity of experience that they had. And it gets to that 1% dynamic in terms right. of the numbers that have served our country in a combat formation.
Is it that few?
It is that few. And so in some cases, it's just hard to link up with another veteran in a particular community with a shared experience.
Right.
And that's one of the key components that we try and do in Mission United, is to bring veterans together, because inevitably, veterans trust the opinions of other veterans. They very quickly understand the experience of a veteran. Yeah. Where did you serve? What did you do? And when those bonds are forged in a peacetime environment based on common experiences in wartime, that steel bond that I talked about earlier is reestablished to some degree. And it's powerful to see that in the Mission United network, where I've had conversations with veterans that I've never served with before, but that conversation immediately turns to trust and mutual credibility because of our shared background.
Yeah. And that is a different bond than the family bond. I mean, you can come back and have a spouse and children, but it's not quite the same. They don't have the same understanding of being there in the trenches, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes that delta that you just articulated can cause challenges for the veteran as well.
Delta? Can you explain that to
us? The difference between the experience of what the family member thought that the service member encountered and what the service member actually did while they were downrange, while they were deployed. And sometimes the difference between those two experiences can lead occasionally to some challenges in terms of that understanding of what is it that you did, what is it that I did. Veterans are sometimes very unwilling to self-identify challenges. They're very proud. They're very disciplined. And sometimes they just need to reach out and connect with somebody. Sometimes even doing that with family members can be a little bit difficult when you return from a very challenging deployment. Yeah. And the Army has actually set up programs specifically designed, as well as the other services, to address that, where you put the family back together in an environment where they're able to unite again.
Yeah, I've got to imagine that once you've faced bombs, guns, those that kind of environment, that finding yourself in a situation where it's hard to deal with, you know, getting up and finding a job, like you say, that pride, like, how can I deal with all of that and not be able to deal with this? And so it's like a head game for them.
Yeah.
So once again, we're speaking with Colonel Leland Leiby, who is the Senior Director of Mission United. This is part of United Way of Broward County. And we're talking not only about what the experience is like for veterans, but the transition back in, reacclimating into society, and then the services that Mission United provides in putting veterans together with the veteran services that are already there. So let's talk about the employment issue.
Sure.
Going from wearing a uniform every day to what do you wear to an interview?
Right.
And finding a job, what are the skills? I mean, someone who can be a sniper expert, where do you use that in regular society? What are the other skills that you can bring out and draw on?
Well, you know, one of the things that we do in Mission United is we'll take those transitioning veterans and we'll put them into an orientation. And it's not us doing all the work. It's a team approach, again, like they're used to from a military perspective. And we'll give them a roadmap of things that they need to accomplish. Let's start drafting out a resume if you don't already have one. And then we will team up those veterans after they've gone through the orientation with a success coach that's connected with the community, that has an understanding of the particular network of opportunities that are specifically related to what that particular veteran is interested in.
Okay.
That obviously opens the doors. That gets at that human services network that I talked about earlier, where the veteran may be disadvantaged when he goes into a new community. So many jobs are in the hidden job network that aren't necessarily advertised in the LinkedIn and the social media and in the paper. They're about word of mouth. And those success coaches can help those young veterans navigate their way through that. I went to an icebreaker the other night with the EPI Group, which is a staffing agency that we partnered with to host an icebreaker. Mission United has over 120 employment partners throughout Broward County. We brought a select number of them together with our veterans, and we had a mixer.
Wow.
And it allowed the veterans, in some cases they came up to me and said, I've never done this before. I'm not sure how to make my way through this room and do that. Well, that simple process of getting them to come out of their shell and do an elevator speech on who I am and what I've accomplished, that was great experience for our veterans.
Yeah.
And what I've heard from the employers that participated in that, as well as the veterans, is they've already opened up the doors for interviews based on those experiences.
Wow.
So even if they weren't offered a job in that particular forum, working your way through that sometimes very difficult process of explaining yourself to somebody,
That's
not something that many soldiers, sailors, and airmen and Marines have necessarily had the opportunity to craft and work on. And
well,
it's
kind of like the uniform and the stars and all of the badges they wear. That sort of tells their story in one take to other people in the military.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, when I was walking around the United Way, I am so used to, from a military perspective, I can instantly look at somebody and I know their name.
Right.
And I know their rank.
Right.
And I can really seem personable very quickly.
Right.
So as I'm walking around the United Way, and when I first took the job, you know, I had to kind of look around at their name tag if it was on their desk or something. I'm still finding myself doing that because I, you know, I'm so used to looking for the name tags and no one has that.
That's
so I have to remember their names. But those little skills like
that,
although subtle, require a veteran to kind of refocus a little bit.
But I bet there are other skills that veterans have that the average citizen doesn't. And what are they? How do you pull those out and put those onto paper as a resume? What are some of those skills?
Well, let's start with leadership. And particularly, let's start with some of those combat situations that our veterans have encountered. In many cases, we have 21 to 23-year-old sergeants in the military that are leading 7 to 35-man formations and women in very difficult situations, responsible for every aspect of their daily life, their ammunition, their resupply, making sure that those combat orders are properly communicated, making sure that they're properly rehearsed, an enormous amount of leadership and preparatory work. Transitioning that into a resume is not something that inherently a veteran has the skill set to be able to intuitively do. So we've got employment specialists that specifically can help them almost work their way backwards, if you will, in terms of describing that in language that the civilian community can understand, because those experiences are valued in every single corporate office.
Absolutely.
Leadership is not something that anyone has a monopoly on. And I would tell you that the vast majority of our veterans stand leading with that aspect of leadership. And then things we take for granted. You know, our veterans show up on time. They're disciplined. They follow instructions. They can learn to do anything very, very quickly and rapidly. They did that in uniform. They can do that out of uniform.
Yeah.
So being able to communicate that is a very important thing that we like to help them do.
Do you still need partners, other groups to hire veterans who have the particular kind of openings?
Yeah, absolutely. We are always looking for additional employment partners. We're looking for additional volunteers on the various aspects that I've talked about. Let's take our legal assistants, for instance. We have a pro bono network of over 350 attorneys that are providing free legal services to our veterans in Broward County. We think that is a absolutely powerful network. We have 50 dentists that are providing pro bono dental support. And so circling back to the start of our conversation, those are kinds of things that, a veteran may need to have taken care of immediately, right up front, to help them get a housing solution that they're looking for or perhaps get that employment job. So when we do the case management of a particular veteran, we walk them through the services that we have available, and our case managers have an understanding of some of the services that that veteran might need.
Okay. What are some of the other services where you would need the community to get involved and offer something pro bono or just make services available?
Well, I mentioned the legal piece. Our employment services is something that we could always use more help with. And I specifically mentioned the success coaches. So if we had employers in the area that are willing to be job mentors, if you will, for transitioning veterans. If you want to step forward and raise your hand in that capacity, we would certainly be looking for that. We're obviously always looking for donors to help us make the engine of what Mission United is go. Housing support-wise, our case managers in our supportive services for veteran families, which is designed specifically to address some of the critical housing shortages for veterans, work closely with a variety of landlords in the area to try and facilitate partnering a veteran in a particular circumstance that that veteran can, in fact, afford.
Right.
And they work with a variety of communities in doing that. So certainly that's, I think, one of the areas where a community housing representative, if they wanted to step forward, could certainly participate in that. We're doing additional things like partnering with Habitat for Humanity in some cases, working through that. We are in the process, hopefully, of working with a television show on a military makeover type of a situation.
Oh, cool. And
hopefully one of our families will be selected for that. And I would also say that our committee structure that we have is a pretty important aspect to what we do. What is that? We have an education committee, a housing committee, a legal assistance committee, an employment committee. These are all designed specifically to allow the community to participate in that Mission United network. So, in fact, if you are a local provider of any of those services, we can link you up with a committee. You may have some ideas that we haven't thought of in terms of being able to support a particular veteran, and we bring that through our committee and ultimately try and instill some sort of relationship that might benefit our veteran population. Okay. So stepping forward and volunteering in that capacity, either as an individual or as a corporation, is something we would love to see folks do.
And the same number, the 954
Absolutely.
For United.
Yeah. In fact, in that particular case, going to our website at missionunited.org. Would be the best route to start.
Is there one of the services that is more urgent than another? I know they're all necessary.
Yeah, I think our financial services in many cases is one that we obviously have a knee-jerk reaction to because of the veteran's immediate need. A veteran may come in and they are facing eviction within 24 hours. Their power may be turned off. They may be 100% disabled, and perhaps their pay for that particular month was adjusted in a manner. In fact, I just did a case today where a veteran's disability check had been altered for 1 month. Well, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and so he was facing a potential significant situation not being able to pay his bills. We were able to bridge that gap to allow him to make his payment this month and get him back on a steady state. It may only be a few hundred dollars, but that particular amount is a game changer in the life of a veteran that's living paycheck to paycheck. Those are the situations that we're looking for. Those are the ones that are dire consequence situations. The other one is obviously veteran suicide. And if a veteran is in a position where they feel they have no other options, that's a circumstance where we want them to call 911 immediately. And if they have those suicidal ideations and they need help to navigate that, reaching out to us, and we can get those folks connected immediately with somebody who can help them as well. So those are the critical issues that we really look out for.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to hear that. And I think there's a better understanding now than there was maybe 20, 30 years ago about how much the military does for us. you mentioned before we started the program that your dad was a Vietnam veteran. And right. I remember for a long time, veterans were not welcomed.
Sure.
And is it true that that seems to have changed significantly?
I think in my father's time for the Vietnam generation, and certainly with the emotion connected with the draft, we're certainly in an all-volunteer military now. But I think the difference then was is that the soldier and the politics were connected.
Right.
They were connected in a way that the soldier and the politics didn't allow the public, and maybe the public at the time didn't have the understanding to say that, you know, that he didn't or she didn't pick that war. I think now there's a recognition that the simple act of volunteering to serve your country is an honorable act in and of itself. You may disagree with the employment of that force, but the individual that steps forward to defend our country's values, that reputation shouldn't be tarnished. And I think we see that with respect to how we welcome veterans back now. There's 106,000 veterans, for instance, in Broward County. And the network of support is extensive. But again, how do you navigate that particular network? And that's where I think Mission United comes in is trying to help those veterans navigate that network in a way that our Vietnam veterans, they didn't have that.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is we have very active Vietnam veterans, Vietnam era veterans that are part of our advisory council that simply won't stand by and allow the things that happened to their generation happen to this current generation. And I don't think that's necessarily unique to our community. I think that bond, if you will, between generations of veterans is really strengthened by what we see the Vietnam era veterans frequently doing in terms of leading the effort.
Right.
To make sure that those post 9/11 veterans are in fact taken care of. And I see that every day in the work that I do.
There are some places I've been that are, you know, airports where obviously it's a hub that veterans are going through, or active military.
Right.
And I've seen people walk up and shake a complete stranger's hand.
Sure.
And it just, you know, it's so awe-inspiring to see that people actually do now recognize that literally you put your lives on the line for us, for the rest of us, so that we can live in air conditioning and have our freedom and say what we want to say. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
So what can the average civilian do who, you know, maybe doesn't have the ability to offer free financial services or dental or employment other than donating? Do you need volunteers for other purposes?
We certainly would never say no to somebody who raises their hand and wants to volunteer in some way. So I think understanding what Mission United is through missionunited.org would be a first step. I think secondly, in terms of being able to provide services to a particular veterans, whatever it is that you're good at or an expert at, there's probably an opportunity to assist a veteran in some form or fashion. And honestly, you know, to your entire audience, I would say it doesn't necessarily have to be through Mission United.
Okay.
You know, it could be as simple as taking a moment if you're the CEO of an organization or you're the human resources director of an organization or you're involved anywhere with the hiring process to make sure that your company is occasionally stopping and looking to see if we are actively pursuing veterans to join our ranks. And every organization that I've talked to in Broward County since I've separated from service that has a robust program to integrate veterans into their corporation, their company, their mission has inevitably said it was one of the best decisions that I did.
Wow.
That's a simple thing.
Yeah.
And really, I think if folks stopped and did that, I think we would see instantaneous growth in terms of our support in the community for veterans. Broward's a great place to be if you're a veteran. It really is. The outpouring for support for veterans here is really second to none. And it's one of the reasons that I'm very proud to call this place home.
Well, thank you. Thank you for choosing us. And I'm really happy to mention that The Miami-Dade County United Way is about to start their own Mission United. They've got people in place, and they're just about to get up to speed on helping the veterans in Miami-Dade as well. The website, again, is missionunited.org. The phone number, 954-4-UNITED. So the call is out for veterans to call to be hooked up with the services that will help you, and for civilians to call and offer what services you can. And for everyone, go to missionunited.org. Any way that you can support the program supports the people who have supported us. Again, Colonel Leland Leiby, the Senior Director of Mission United, which is part of United Way of Broward County. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a joy.
Likewise. You've been listening to Easy's Community Focus. I'm Ellen Jaffe. If you have comments or would like to make a suggestion for a topic, you can email me at ellen@easy93.com.